Today we have a very interesting reading from the beginning of John chapter 6. Pretty soon the Lord will be teaching about that He is the bread of life. So the Lord will be revealing that He is going to give us the Holy Eucharist. And whoever eats this bread will live forever. My flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. But before the Lord would tell them about the fact that He was going to give them His body and blood, He did two things. He fed the 5,000, showing He had power over bread, and then He walked on water, showing He had power over His body. So the Eucharist would bring these two miracles together. So the Lord never did anything by accident. He would reveal to them that, yes, He is the bread of life, and His flesh is true food, His blood is true drink. But before He did that, He worked a miracle that proved He could have power over bread, because He could feed 5,000 people, and then He could walk on the water, showing His power over His body. Well, after the feeding of the 5,000 and the walking on the sea, the Lord disappears, and the crowds are searching for Him. That's where we pick up in today's gospel. The crowds were trying to figure out, there was one boat there, there were two boats there, maybe the apostles went in one boat and Jesus went in a separate boat. So the crowd was trying to figure out where the Lord went. And so eventually they went to Tiberias, He wasn't there. Then they all got into their boats and went across to Capernaum. Imagine this scene of all these hundreds of people and all these boats searching for Jesus. Well, they finally get to Capernaum and there He is. So they ask Him, "When did you get here?" How does the Lord respond? He says, "Why were you searching for me? Amen, amen," or "truly, truly, verily, verily, I say to you, you were not searching for me because of the signs. You were searching for me because you ate the loaves." In other words, I gave you a free lunch. Okay, that's the reason. See, the Lord was a pretty good person to hang around, right? It's like hanging around with somebody that was a walking McDonald's at all times. He could just produce food, right? Anytime you wanted. So they were searching for Him because of the material things, because they wanted more food. They wanted the loaves. They wanted to be fed. They wanted a free lunch. They wanted free meals from the Lord. So it's a good question for us. Why do we search for Jesus? Is it because of, they say, when you pray, do you want God or do you want the gifts of God, right? Do you want God or do you want the consolations that come from God? So it's a good distinction. We should always examine our conscience and ask ourselves, what do we want? Why do we pray? Because it makes us feel better? Or do we pray because we want to be one with God and united to God in good times or in bad, in sickness and health, for richer or for poorer, until death do us part from this world? So what do we want? Do we want God or do we want the nice things of God, the effects of God? Well, these people were wanting the loaves. They weren't really wanting Jesus. They wanted all the free food. So then the Lord responds by saying something very interesting. "Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures until eternal life." The food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. What is the food that endures for eternal life that the Son of Man will give us? Of course, it is the Holy Eucharist. It is God's grace. It is the spiritual life, that the graces that God wants to give us. So yes, we do have to go to work. We have to pay our bills. We have to earn a living. Yes, we have to do that. But we should not set our heart on these perishable things. These material things will perish. The food will perish. The house will perish. The car will perish. Material things will perish. But what endures forever? God's grace, holiness, being close to the Lord, getting to heaven, becoming a saint. That is what endures for eternal life. The Eucharist, the true body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. That will affect us for all eternity. Much more than a ham sandwich, it'll be the Eucharist, the bread of life, will affect our soul for all eternity. So I think what we should take from today's gospel really is that Christianity is different than all other religions, because the other religions focus on a teaching, like teachings, whereas Christianity focuses on a person. That person is Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus could say, unless you love me more than your father and mother, you're not worthy of me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, Jesus always pointed to himself and then through him to the Father. All the other great teachers of history, Muhammad or Buddha or Confucius, they were actually promoting a teaching, a religion, whereas Christianity is about a person, the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, his teachings are important, but primarily what's important about Christianity is the person of Jesus Christ.